From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A series of explosions, including suicide blasts, is blamed in at least 27 deaths in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar today. Authorities say more than 50 people are wounded. The biggest attack was on a prison. Officials believe insurgents may have been trying to free fellow militants. Another explosion occurred near the residence of President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, Ahmad Wali Karzai. He heads Kandahar's provincial council. There's still no word on who's behind today's suicide attack in northwest Pakistan, where at least 11 people were killed. The blast was the second major strike in Pakistan in less than 24 hours. The latest tally of votes in Iraq's parliamentary election shows Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki leading in the crucial province of Baghdad. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the results are still preliminary, with less than 30% of the votes counted.
Baghdad is Iraq's most populated province and a key battleground between the three leading electoral slates. Despite high-profile bombings here over the past 6 months, it appears that Prime Minister Maliki's claim of improved security has won over residents of the capital, though it will still take days, if not weeks, to certify the results. Difficulties with a computer system have put Iraq's election results at least a few days behind schedule. Several candidates charged serious irregularities in last Sunday's nationwide poll, but international observers say the problems are not severe enough to affect the outcome. Maliki is expected to get the most individual votes, but it's unlikely he'll win an outright majority. And political party horse trading may still turn Maliki out of office in favor of a compromise candidate in the months to come. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Thousands of anti-government protesters in Thailand, many of them wearing red shirts in support of the former prime minister, were flocking to the capital. They're demanding new elections in that country. In the U.S., the storm that's drenching much of the mid-Atlantic threatens flooding in several major cities. Mary Cummings Jordan reports Philadelphians are among those exasperated with a difficult winter.
Ask those who live in the Delaware Valley about the latest weather event, and you might hear, thank heavens it's not snowing. But the heavy rain and high winds forecast for today are not to be treated lightly. Meteorologists are calling for totals of 2 to 4 inches of rain, some spots possibly seeing 5 inches. Those of us who finally got to clear trees and branches downed by February's snows will probably be out there again next week. Winds today will be gusty, especially down the Jersey Shore, and the grounds are saturated, meaning, according to the experts, vulnerable trees might topple. Power outages are being reported, and there have been some delays and cancellations at Philadelphia International Airport, but there are also flights that are on time. The system begins to clear out locally overnight, and then the cleanup begins again. For NPR News, I'm Mary Cummings Jordan in Philadelphia.
From Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama's weekly address tackles reform in education. He's proposing a redo of the No Child Left Behind law, which was passed during the Bush administration. The president talks about the need to make American students more competitive with young people abroad. He's expected to send a blueprint to Congress on Monday. This is the president also tries to push through other major initiatives on jobs, financial regulatory reform, and health care. The U.S. has no plans to Americanize the conflict in Somalia. Those words this week from a top U.S. diplomat who denies that the U.S. is helping Somalia's government fight a group on a U.S. terrorism blacklist. We have more on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
While the U.S. supports Somalia's Transitional Federal Government, or TFG, Assistant Secretary of State for Africa Johnny Carson says the U.S. is not directly helping it fight the al-Shabaab militia.
We do not have any American U.S. military advisors on the ground. We are not planning, coordinating any of the TFG's military operations.
Carson says the U.S. has provided about $185 million to support African Union peacekeepers in Somalia, and the U.S. remains a major supplier of food aid, though the U.N. agency that handles that has had to suspend much of its work for security reasons. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Vatican today is defending Pope Benedict XVI against claims that he tried to hide abuses by the clergy in Germany. Today, Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi told Vatican Radio that attempts to link Benedict to an alleged cover-up have failed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.